step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to Promptly Potter, where each episode reflects our critical analysis muscles and break down a question about the Harry Potter novels. This is episode 175, and today's prompt comes from chapter 13 of Deathly Hallows, titled The Muggle-Born Registration Commission. Hello folks, my name is Tracy, and I will be your host for this episode. Today's prompt focuses on Umbridge. It is the Muggle-Born Registration Commission Umbridge's own brainchild, or an order from the ill-fated regime that she's just happy to execute? In this chapter, Harry finds Mad-Eye Moody's eye in Umbridge's door as he breaks into her office. While there, he sees that she has a file on Ron's dad. Later, he retrieves Mad-Eye's eye and witnesses Umbridge's interrogating people through the Muggle-Born Registration Commission. He gets the locket back from her as he, Ron, and Hermione narrowly escape the ministry. I think that the Muggle-Born Registration was the infiltrated regime that she was just happy to execute. The thing about Umbridge is that what she values more than anything is power, and she willingly sides with whomever is in power. According to an interview with the author in 2005, before Deathly Hallows, and this is from the Harry Potter lexicon, the author says, "What happened to Umbridge? Well, obviously we'd all like to hear that she met a horrible accident, but she's in fact alive and well and working at the ministry." Then the interviewer says, "Why doesn't she get arrested for trying to use an unforgivable curse?" And the author says, "She has good contact with the ministry. She's one of those people, and they do exist in real life, who will always side with the established order. As far as she is concerned, authority cannot be wrong, so she doesn't question it. And I would go as far as to say that whatever happened and whoever took over the ministry, Umbridge would be there. She likes power. So she's going to side with the people who gave her the authority." And I think this is true. Because, for example, when we first meet her in Book 5, she reveres Fudge at an almost godlike level and keeps a framed photograph of him on her desk. So while she's someone who enjoys unleashing pain on Muggleborns, I don't think she's someone who would put themselves out there to potentially lose power by coming up with the idea on her own. There are obvious and well-documented ties between World War II and the Harry Potter books, and Umbridge definitely would be someone who would blame all her wrongs on just following orders. It's hard to do that when the idea came directly and can be linked to you. Her background supports this. According to the author in Wizarding World, and also thanks again to Lexicon, apparently she has a wizarding father, Ortford Umbridge, and a muggle mother, Ellen Cracknick. Her brother was a squib, and the family split up when Dolores was 15. She stayed with her father while her mother and brother disappeared into the muggle world. She felt nothing but contempt for both her parents. Like Voldemort, I think most of her contempt for Muggleborn stemmed from her family's background. She doesn't mention them in the text, but on Pottermore, the author wrote that she vehemently denied any connection to her father, who had worked for magical maintenance, and people who asked about him tended to regret it. By giving him a small allowance, she persuaded her father to retire and remain out of the public eye, and pretended to all at the ministry that her father was dead and he'd been acclaimed Wizigamot member. It's not hard to infer that she may blame the disillusionment of her family on the fact that her mother was a muggle and her father was a wizard. She probably hates her mother for leaving and taking her squib brother with her, and might believe that the fact that she had magic was the reason why her mother left her behind. On the other side, it seems like she blames her father for his supposed lack of ambition and overcompensates for pretending that he's a high official. Her less-than-ideal background is what makes her more than happy to execute pain on Muggleborns, because if she's the one persecuting them, then she can't be the one being persecuted. She goes as far as to take the locket and is noted as saying, "The S stands for Selwyn. I'm related to the Selwyns. Indeed, there are few pure-blood families to whom I'm not related." She obviously felt the need to have a locket in order to secure her status as a pure-blood. It's a smart plan if you sit back and look at it. She's the worst and she's terrible, and this is especially demonstrated by the treatment of Mary Cattermore in the chapter, but she's also smart, ruthless, and cunning. It isn't a far leap to see that someone who takes pleasure in permanently disfiguring children would have no qualms in destroying the lives of her muggle-born peers, especially since it's a group she so aggressively despises. In this chapter, and, you know, Ron mentions in chapter 11, if you could steal magic, there wouldn't be any Scribs. So the commission doesn't make any sense. But she's still totally okay with ruthlessly interrogating half-blood wizards who's begging the commission to let him go, and then even threatens to use the Dementor's kiss on him. She's just as cruel to Mary Cattermole. She accuses Mary of stealing her wand, and then laughs a sort of girlish laugh, according to the text, as she sobs controllably. So, yeah, she's totally okay with doing the act, but I don't think she came up with the idea herself. But that's merely my opinion. Tell us what you think about today's prompt over on MuggleNet.com's social media channels, and use the hashtag PromptlyPotter to join in on the conversation.
Promptly Potter is produced by Marissa Osman, edited by Patrick Muselek, and is brought to you by MuggleNet.com.